into on SBS Dinka. Lawyer will get the sbs.com.au/dinka. Ayan wecha kemot SBS Dinka Radio ana jan din chanko ku neyemen wabi jam one tina ilija biara kwek ku kera antum koi kach ni city of Melbourne neyemen ni election the local government braloi ni yepen beben ku atoke kiloi rani yemen wabi jam metongi jeng ku kabu liaba mati ya kene tonga nangalit ago wedi nto niyepio golwel tina kudwal kuinja lora SBS Dinka Radio.
Kwana Jack, could well, which I can more. The bay antenna, ever jam, can away. Malish, some jing, the chip yesterday. Chan, by ye jam, and the jam some.
Thank you, Tina, for coming to SBS Dinka. The first question, of course, will be why are you contesting for the seat in Melbourne? What do you want to do? And why now?
Yes, thank you for taking the time. The reason why I'm testing is because, you know, I care about the community. I care a lot about my community, and I also care a lot about the Melbourne community. I've been involved in a lot of grassroots organizations, a lot of work. I started my own nonprofit organization that helps our people and people who are migrant and refugees to get good employment within Melbourne. By doing this work, I realized there's a lot of things that I can get involved with that will best support our community. So I decided, why not put my hand up and take this opportunity to go and represent and go and be a representative within the city of Melbourne, where a lot of decisions are being made about not only our community, but about the whole Melbourne community.
Are you contesting as an independent candidate, or you have a political party that you are affiliated to?
So I'm an independent, but I'm running as part of a team. I'm running as part of Sally Katz's team. So Sally is actually the current Lord Mayor of Melbourne, and she's up for re-election, and she's put together a team of really bright individuals, myself included. We're a team of six councillors and her, and who's running for Lord Mayor, and her deputy. Sally really believes in picking the best people for the job who can create the best outcomes for Melbourne. And she speaks to people that have a lot of diversity in gender and also in their skills. So I think I have a lot that I can bring into the team. You know, I've studied international relations. I've got my master's in anthropology. I've worked for the United Nations, and I've also currently worked with the government as well. So I have a lot of diverse skills that I'm bringing to the team.
As a young person of South Sudanese background, there is going to be a pressure from the community that you came from and also the community that you are going to serve. Is this something that worry you, or you think you will be able to overcome it?
Yes. I think, first of all, you're absolutely right. I am there to serve the Melbourne community. But the Melbourne community also includes the South Sudanese community who live in Melbourne, which I'm also a part of. So I'm very aware of many of the issues and challenges that are being faced. And I'm willing to listen and to try and understand even more deeply, directly from people, what the challenges are. And as councillor, see what we can do to create support. You know, I know that South Sudanese within in Melbourne, there are challenges. I still think that a lot of, young people who sometimes get a bad reputation, but a lot of our young people are really, really doing well. You know, we're really studying, we're working, we're really thriving. There's a few who need support, and I think that's where trying to identify what the challenges are and what kind of support can be provided will be part of that work that needs to be done.
What is the name of the ward that you will be representing in Melbourne as part of the local government?
So for the city of Melbourne, it's done differently. They're not specific wards, but you run as part of a ticket.
Okay.
And that's how sort of the councillors are selected. So I'm running for councillor for the city of Melbourne.
What are the challenges that you are facing as a candidate of coal background, considering also the situation that is made worse by COVID-19 now, that you cannot campaign or go for door-to-door knocking?
I think, yes, this COVID-19, the pandemic has definitely raised a lot. It's new territory for many people to, you know, sort of be organizing an election in this space. But I think I've had a lot of support as part of Team CAP, even as a first-time candidate. So, and I think in terms of COVID-19 challenges, everybody is experiencing the same thing, how to get in touch with people and be connected, but also do it so virtually. But I think I'm just fortunate to be a part of an amazing team with a lot of experience. And it's been interesting for me, but I think it's so far I've had a very positive positive experiences in terms of my campaigning. And also you mentioned that I'm from cold background as well. I think, you know, that only just means that I'm going to bring a diversity, a different perspective and different views. But I think, you know, when you look at our team, it really is about picking the best people for the job. So I'm looking forward to.
Even though you have achieved much, you are still a young person. And there's always a question of what inspired you to be running for that political office? And what do other young people need to learn from you?
I think what really inspired me to run for office is just the amount of support that I received from my family at home as well. And I mean, from the people around me, you know, I knew that I had the skills. I was confident that I was able to do the job. But I think just being able to get that encouragement and support from those around me to take that next step and actually put my hand up and you know, nominate and say I'm going to run for council, I think that was something I'm really grateful for. And I'm hoping that by me running, you know, other people can also see me doing it and can also decide that they also want to run for council and they want to put their hand up.
Also, there are a lot of Africans candidates this year. SBS has covered that. Is there any reason that you know that inspired these people to be running for office? And also, there are women. Two of them are women now, including you. What lesson can we learn out of this?
Yes, no, I think I have heard about the other candidates. I've actually known Susan, and I think it's just fantastic. I think it's really good, and it just goes to show that, we can run, you know. And I think, I hope it does also inspire people within the community and also just, you know, young girls as well to aspire for political office, to aim for these positions. And, you know, if you put in the work and with enough encouragement and support, I think we can do it. We can do it. And I hope that it is also sending a positive message that there is a role that I think we can all accept that obviously there is a role for women to play in society. And this just goes to show for that.
Do you feel like you are reaching people knowing that people are campaigning now online? And is this the challenge that you have to learn to deal with?
I think, it's the fact that everything has to be online does create some challenges, but it also creates a lot of opportunities. And I think if we can continue to just spread the message about the campaign and that it's ongoing, but it online, but also for then people to speak about it in their homes, I think that would be sort of one way to sort of get the message across.
So do you have a website where people are able to read more about you, or what is the area that you can be found?
So I'm mainly on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and you can just find me at Tina Kwek, or the name of my page as well is just Tina, T-I-N-A Kwek, K-U-E-K, and you can find me across social media platforms using that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ajak.
Thank you for listening. This is Ajak Dinkyanko from SBS Dinka Radio. This is the English version where I interview Tina, but we have the Dinka version as well. Thank you so much. Share our stories on sbs.com.au/Dinka and also on SBS page, SBS Dinka page on Dinka SBS. Into ni SBS Dinka. Lawyer will be ni sbs.com.au/Dinka.